1888.
I hope you're enjoying the weekend wherever you are, America. Kate Delaney, thrilled to be the captain of the ship as always. Some choppy water ahead, but no longer for Van Jones. Remember all those pictures of him at the National Clean Energy Summit in Las Vegas, Nevada, just a couple of weeks ago? He is not the Green Czar any longer. He resigns quietly. Over the weekend on Saturday, just about midnight, that resignation went in. It's interesting because Van Jones, of course, amid lots of controversy with strange ties, ties that one would wonder how could this have slipped through the cracks. They don't have to worry about that anymore. So, like I said, it happened over the weekend. This is a pretty big story that I'm assuming he wanted to just go away, so that's why it happened. If you remember, he was the guy that called the Republicans a bunch of a-holes, which was all over YouTube, so the vulgar expressions to describe the GOP. And also, he was quoted in at least one or two newspapers as describing the impact that the acquittals in the police beating case of Rodney King in 92 had on him. He said he was a communist by August, and certainly he had Marxist ties, as we know. That's easy to dig up. You can just go ahead and Google him, and you'll find out that information. In the meantime, he also had his name signed to a 2004 petition calling for an investigation into whether government officials deliberately allowed the September 11th, 2001 terrorist attacks to occur. The administration pretty quiet on this one. They didn't have a lot to say about it. My question becomes, who gets the big fat credit for appointing this guy in the first place? It seems as though it's Valerie Jarrett, the senior advisor and assistant to the president for intergovernmental affairs and public engagement. That's her official long title. Because, ultimately I read a bunch of quotes from her, and it seems as though she wanted Jones in this position to be the inspirational man, as she described him, as certainly he was well-connected, we know, in Chicago circles. And also, if you look at some of this, Valerie Jarrett's late father-in-law, Vernon Jarrett, was an associate of the Communist Party USA member Frank Marshall Davis. I think I've talked about that before. Davis, of course, was one of the FBI subjects. They had like 600 pages on him. And there are a couple of really obvious connections here. So I guess the vetting, in other words, what I'm in a twisted way getting to, is how was this guy hired as the Green Job Czar who recommended him? They're not really saying in the White House as to what they knew about his communist background. But in looking at this, it looks as though it was Valerie Jarrett. The connection is probably there. So that's where that appointment is coming into focus now. And it brings up, once again, another blunder by the administration. Either it's a sleight of hand thing and thinking, well, let's just get all our buddies in here and I'm just going to make these appointments and, gosh, nobody will probably notice. But I don't think so. I think more, you're going to see more shoes drop, maybe with a couple of other people. And I think it was the right move for Van Jones, by the way, to resign. Not everybody agrees with me. I got into a big row with somebody about this today, and they couldn't believe that I felt that way. Couldn't somebody make a mistake? Did I always, you know, have the same ideology at 10 years old that I had when I turned 30 or whatever? But he wasn't 10 when he had this ideology, so I could shoot that argument down pretty easily. And again, the problem is, you look at the credentials, you look at the times that we're in this country, and you look at appointing somebody that, did you know about these ties, and did you really think that that was a wise thing to do with the president currently, with the approval ratings and everything else? Was this really the smartest appointment that you could have made? From a selfish point of view, if you're working for a White House, I don't care who it is, isn't the idea to protect the guy who is the commander-in-chief, to make sure that you have all the so-called angles covered. Obviously, the angles were not covered here. And we keep seeing this again and again. It's very, very frustrating. I think of Labor Day, and I think of the people that are laboring. I think of the middle class, and I think of the people that are fighting the good fight every day of their lives, just trying to keep it together, trying to save up money for their kids' school, trying to pay off that mortgage, just trying to hang it together. Maybe they're paying off student loans, whatever it is. Everybody has their own story. There's no doubt about that. But it's frustrating beyond all get out to me that we see the situation we're in. 10 years down the line, we're talking about, what, $9-10 trillion deficit, ridiculous. We're in this row about health care, and people are scared to death. Obviously, the economy and what's going on with the dollar and the devaluation of the dollar. And so this is, of all things, is this what we want to be distracted with? And this is the money you're going to pour money into a job, because he was being paid to a green czar who had the kind of ridiculous background that he had. He was no more qualified for that position than a slew of other people that you could have put in there that actually may have been more qualified. Did he ever do work in the environmental circles? Yes. But did he have all that other baggage with him? Yes. Let's take our first one. Jana's listening to us in the great state of Iowa. Jana, I hope you had a good long weekend, and more to come here, too, in the next day or two.
Yeah, it's going good.
Good.
I wanted to bring up something that's a little off the mainstream, but I kind of think it's important.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm part Native American Indian, and it's a small part, but I'm very interested in Native American issues.
Mm-hmm.
And I buy a magazine called Native Peoples, and it comes out like every 2 months. They have an edition of it, and it's on the Internet at nativepeoples.com. You can find it on the net. And President Obama is more active in the Native American Indian communities with his election, and he's doing more things for them. And I noticed since January in this magazine, they've had a full-page ad about recruiting Native Americans for the Central Intelligence Agency.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's great that there's more opportunity there and everything of that nature. I don't mean it in a bad way in
sure.
that manner.
All right.
But it makes me wonder where they're going to be used and, you know, what is up with that. And the ad says, like, a career that takes you full circle, and full circles in bigger letters, because that's a Native American concept that the world you know, is complete in a full circle.
Right.
And it shows the Indian man with his hands around a globe with the U.S. on it, you know, where it says this about a full circle. And it says, like, the work of a nation in the ad, you know, and the center of intelligence. And it tells him, you know, to go to the CIA.gov to
apply,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just wanted to bring that to people's attention, because I'm wondering myself, you know.
Why recruit there?
Yes.
Yeah, that's interesting. You know what? That's something to dig into for me, and I will. Why go after the Native Americans? Is there a specific reason, or is it just, hey, we're trying to reach out to other minorities? Hang through.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit purebulk.com. That's purebulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. September 3rd, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $986.20. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,014.08, $507.04 for a half ounce, or $253.52 for the quarter ounce. That's $1,014.08, $507.04, or $253.52.
How is it that we the people grow the cotton, weave it into fabric, engrave the ink, embed the strips and fibers that protect it from counterfeit, then cart the money off to a privately owned bank to have it lent back to us at interest, forcing us to pay taxes to service the debt? Is this capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when he said, a central bank issuing a public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar inside of a book that explains how the monetary system works. Call for your copy, 1-800-686-2237. Isn't it time to understand the system? Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
All right, we just had our pal Jana from Iowa call us, and she had an interesting question about, and I went to the website, actually, because I was curious about this, nativepeoples.com, and she was talking about the fact that she had seen at one point an ad for the CIA and what was up with that. And that's a good question. What's up with that? What's up with that is probably, well, you know what? We are, we're going to put ads all over the place because we desperately need people to work for the CIA because we're throwing everybody so far under the bus. We got to find people wherever we can in every nook and cranny that hopefully they haven't heard about us, that we give you the get out of jail card. Don't worry. You're doing the right thing. Here's all the legal background you need to protect you. And, whoops, now we're looking into it. It's a new administration. It's a new day. And we're going to go back and we're going to tell you that we think that you did some things wrong. We're going to slap you on the wrist and put your name out there, which we've already done with a few people. Or we may even criminally prosecute you. How about that? And I have heard it's really true. It's not, you know, we're not just kicking up dust here. There are people in the CIA that are looking. They're looking to dump if they can. Now, if they have a lot of years in the agency and you're talking about kids and you're talking about pensions or whatever, then they're trying to hang on. If you're talking about people that are mid-career or even younger in their career, definitely looking because they know that they don't know when they're going to get shoved in that corner, the corner that you can't get out of. We want you to play in the gray area, but then if it's not convenient, we're just going to out you. We're just going to throw you out there. In fact, somebody was telling me this the other day that it's really true. When they were doing the enhanced interrogation techniques at Guantanamo that led to information that at least some of the CIA said was incredibly valuable with Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, the mastermind behind 9/11, that one of the things that they constantly were doing. The interrogators were sure they were checking almost hourly to make sure, hey, here's what we've done. You know, it's good, right? I mean, we're following what we're supposed to be doing. We've got this. Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, they were like almost over the top paranoid, and obviously for good reason, because they see what's happened in the past, and now that was all for naught because they were told that they were in the right, and who knows what becomes of this Attorney General Eric Holder's witch hunt with a special prosecutor ultimately. It's a shame. So it's interesting that Jana brings up that question about the CIA, because they're looking for a few good people, and certainly minorities as well, obviously. The big push used to be for those that could speak Farsi, and I wonder about the interrogation thing. I'd have to think, especially when it comes to interrogations, they're going to be weak in that area, because you're not going to, you know, whatever the line is, isn't, trust me, it's not going to be crossed, because anybody getting the information doesn't ultimately want to have to get a lawyer that they can't afford and try to protect themselves when they're trying to do the work for the nation of keeping us safe and trying to do it legally, frankly. You know, that's the honest truth here. And that's what I'm hearing from people that circulate in those circles. All right, how about this? A moderate Senate Democrat was on one of the CNN shows. His name is Senator Ben Nelson from Nebraska, and he's talking about this compromise thing. He's saying he could support a health care bill that included a provision for bringing in government-funded public health insurance options in the future. Okay, what they're talking about is this trigger mechanism. I talked about it last week. I explained the whole thing. Olympia Snow was the one who introduced this idea. She talked to Obama about it, apparently. And what the mechanism does is it creates the public insurance option only if a new health care bill doesn't meet certain goals or the what they call the thresholds for whatever the expanded coverage is, and lower the cost for whoever has it, you, me, whoever, for a set amount of time. If the private markets, the ATN, the Aetnas, etc., whatever your insurance company is, if they don't respond the way they're supposed to, then it triggers this public option or government-run option as a fail-safe backstop, is what they're saying. And so it would be a true trigger if there's not the kind of competition that they think there would be. In other words, force the private companies to get their act together if they're overcharging people, unnecessary testing, whatever it is, and then high premiums that people can't afford and continuing to kill them with the premiums, force this trigger thing so that they have to get in line. Otherwise, then the public option kicks in and they know they're dead in the water if that happens. So he's one of the first guys to come out and say that he likes this idea. Now, most of the GOP, of course, opposed to this whole thing. Liberal Democrats, of course, would favor anything that's got public option in it, period. And I question this. I question the cost and, really, let's be honest, the viability of it. If Olympia Snow, I understand where she was going with this as a middle ground, that maybe, hey, maybe there's a way we can do this. Maybe there's some kind of middle ground. But if you want a public option, that's different from a trigger. And if you say you have this trigger mechanism, you're going to get, I mean, you know, what's it going to bring on? I mean, you're going to end up with a public option, I would think, right? I would assume that. I mean, it's not going to be, because if it's going to have anything with teeth on it, how are these insurance companies, with the way they move, slow as molasses, how are they getting their act together fast enough? And then how do you decide when the trigger gets pulled? I mean, to me, it sounds like a compromise. But it sounds like a compromise that might not have been, you know, flushed out enough. If here's the threat. This water is going to fall on top of your head over this giant barrel if you don't do this, insurance companies. So we'll see what this joint session of Congress yields on health care. And whether or not we're going to get real specifics for this bill, because nobody's saying anything. Robert Gibbs was on shows, David Axelrod, these are all advisors to Obama, and none of them were giving anything specific to hang on, just that he's going to do this, you know, we're not going to get veto threats, we're not going to prejudge the process, blah, 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 blah. So there's not much that's dangling out there. I'm assuming that it may be this trigger option, right? And what the Democrats are saying is, look, the Republicans don't want to pass any bill, period. They're not offering an alternative. They're not coming up with anything. So how, you know, how are we going to get anything that's going to go through anyway? And I don't necessarily think that's true. I think from what I've been able to ascertain is that the Republicans are looking for a more affordable bill than what the Democrats are proposing. And that's the problem. I looked over these bills again, the ones that are flying around out there, and we're still back to the same square. No cost cutting. I think it's about the cost cutting. I think it is about insurance reform. But the problem with the insurance reform is so many of the politicians have themselves tied to the insurance companies in some way. Not all of them, but certainly a great chunk of them do. So how do you explain this? If you've got a company that provides health care coverage as a benefit for workers, I mean, how many often do you hear this? You go to work for a company, what were they always pushing in the past? The bennies are great. We can't pay you that much, but we can pay this, but we got great benefits. So if that's the deal, you work for a company and they're saying this is one of your benefits, what if they choose to drop, would they choose to drop that coverage, right? Would they pay some kind of a fine? So wouldn't most people, how many people would shift to the public insurance option then? Because if what's true and what I think is true for so many people, if you've got this public option, and then you have this idea that, you know, so much is taken out of your check and the benefits were part of the selling point of it, how many people are, especially someone young or healthy, how many people are going to say, well, just give me that? So how is that going to let you keep your health care coverage or your doctor? What happens to the doctor? So when you look at a small business and you look, or even a bigger business, I mean, of course they're going to take a look at that. And this is the thing. If you own the company, do you want your employees to be on the public option so you don't have to pay for health insurance? Of course! Because why, it doesn't make any sense then for you. That's going to be a savings to you. You're going to push everyone to the public option. So I think the trigger thing is probably not going to work. Stay with us.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
If you currently owe back taxes to the IRS or state, this special announcement is for you. Tax authorities are now accepting settlements, and you can resolve your tax debt for a fraction of what you owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, now is the time to act before it's too late. We're the Rely On Group, and our tax resolution experts are here to help you right now. Many of our tax experts are former IRS agents. They know how to legally and permanently resolve your tax problems and make sure you don't pay a dime more than you have to.
Call now to immediately remove tax liens, eliminate tax penalties, and end wage garnishments. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, call us for free information about how you can legally settle your tax liabilities and save thousands of dollars. Call now. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944.
Okay, folks, quiz time. What resource takes care of your food needs at a moment's notice most of the year, is easily preserved for the rest of the year, is nutritious, abundant, forever GMO-free, and is free for the taking? Give up? Your answer is Wild Edible Food. With Linda Runyon's whole enchilada package on your shelf, you'll never be high and dry when everyone else is up the creek without a paddle. In fact, you'll be able to help everyone you know with the extensive knowledge gained from the 7 items in the whole enchilada package, which include books, cards, and video, as well as 2 free gifts. Now, I'd love to say this resource will always be available as your safety net, but in a national emergency, that may just not be true. And now it's on sale. That's right, until September 14th, everything is 10% off. So go to our website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of this offer before September 14th or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE for the easiest and cheapest food backup plan. Do it now.
Are you constantly tired, have a hard time concentrating, experience muscle weakness, or have problems with digestion? The solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body. Liquid Zeolite, available only at RestoreYourHealthNow.com, captures toxins and physically carries them out of your body. This safe and effective way of detoxifying can easily remove heavy metals and contaminants. Studies show that Liquid Zeolite captures triggering antigens which cause allergies, migraines, and asthma, decreasing the rate and severity of these symptoms. Liquid Zeolite is a tasteless and odorless liquid that, when taken daily, supports a healthy, happy, and active lifestyle in an increasingly toxic world. And Liquid Zeolite is so gentle that you won't even know you're taking it. Although your list of ailments may be endless, the solution is simple. Try Liquid Zeolite for yourself by visiting RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Or call 1-800-976-0025. That's 1-800-976-0025 today.
Freeze frame coming up. We got some silver linings for you. Come on. We gotta give you some good stuff here on Labor Day weekend. Melanie Udan, 17 years old. She is slaying the Russian female tennis players literally on the court. It's crazy what this girl has done as she moves through to the fourth round. We got the scoop on that coming up in just a few here on Sports Shorts. And fantasy football couldn't be bigger, especially now that people have some time on their hands, sadly, through unemployment and the horrible recession. It's something to do. Watch the football games when you're taking a break from politics and everything that infuriates you. Which, by the way, quick reminder, I hope, as much as we are trying to solve the problems of the world here, and we're having this great conversation, as always, on America Tonight, like I always say, the choppy waters, We're negotiating them. Please tell me you kick back and you forget about everything for at least a day, hang out with the family, eat some hamburgers, watch some football, play some tennis, do whatever it is that you do, and enjoy the fact that you live in still the best country on the face of the earth. That's what we're trying to preserve here. And the freest country, because you can do things like that. But just promise me, if you're in Cape Cod, you don't swim. The great white shark spotted in Cape Cod, right near that cool lighthouse. They banned a bunch of swimming in some of the areas. They even tagged one of the great whites. But I think it's scary. Can you imagine that? Shark! Someone's sitting there. So, like, that's what the deal is now. When you go to the beach, you have to bring binoculars. And for all you guys out there, you can tell your wife it's not to look at the girls in the bikini. It's because you got to check and make sure there's no sharks. You want to make sure everybody's okay in the family. So I gotta take those binoculars, you know? I was just talking about, obviously, the situation with health care and whether or not the trigger mechanism is going to be this compromise that we hear this week. It's going to be, obviously, a very, very big day with both chambers being addressed and ultimately what comes out of that. also, we know we're going to learn ultimately what the specifics are, the texts for speaking to the kids and that supposedly 18 minutes of a speech from Barack Obama on Tuesday when the kids go back to school. I tell you, there's got to be some nervous politicians as they go back to work, because while the Democrats have the majority, slowly but surely with what's happening right and left, we're seeing that people in a lot of races, just in early polls, are not going to vote, in some cases it looks like anyway, at least poll-wise, for the long-time incumbents that have, you know, been in office, like Harry Reid. Harry Reid, I'd say, is on the bubble. He's in trouble in Nevada. People are furious. You can see it in those town hall meetings. You can see it when you listen to phone calls that come into America Tonight or some of the emails that I get to. In fact, we're going to get to the email here in just a couple of minutes. And I think there's going to be some replacement players, honestly. I mean, I've never seen anything like it. The healthcare reform issue was what sent everyone into full tilt. If the healthcare reform thing hadn't happened, I still think we could have seen the frustrations bubble over, but I don't know that we would have seen them necessarily in the great numbers we're seeing so quickly. I mean, just think of this. You have, for example, AARP. You have 80,000 plus people within a couple of weeks sending back their membership because they're so furious because they hear that the organization that they're getting some of their discounts from is supporting this healthcare reform that nobody really understands and nobody's got all the details for, including the elected officials who are trying to get people on board, whether it's for or against the current forms of healthcare reform, the bills that are there, the three in the House or the one in the Senate, because it's never explained. If you look at the town hall meetings, whether someone's hysterical or screaming or they're not screaming, the one common denominator, whether it's a Republican or whether it's a Democrat, it seems to be that they don't really have the answers that the people are looking for. Like, okay, what does this mean for me? What's this going to cost? How are you paying for this? I can't afford insurance, but I don't want you to give me a handout. I just want insurance I can afford. So what does that mean? And it just, there's no answers. That's what the thing is. There's no answers. I've seen a ton of these. I've scoped them out, downloaded the video, et cetera. And that's what you're seeing. You're seeing the lack of answers. Just what I call political ease, where somebody spins whatever it is that's being said. So I think you might see some unhappy politicians who are going to lose their seats as a result of that. And one of them is most likely Harry Reid. And there, you may see some other people come back, like, George Allen. Remember the whole macaca comment from him in Virginia, what was so costly. That may turn around for him now because people are talking about the possibility of backing him the next time around. So things have changed dramatically, I think, on the Hill. And I think you're going to also see a lot of protests from all kinds of people that we've had on this show. Remember when we had our guests or doctors for patient care? That's one group. Then you're going to see people just in general upset about the discussion on healthcare reform. You're going to see the Gray Tigers out there. Someone told me about a group called the Gray Tigers. I don't think they're prepared, really, for the onslaught of public opinion, really, over this healthcare reform. And I know, because every single time I go to the mail, I find a ton of notes from you about that. Remember, you can slip me an email, day or night, americatonight.net. Without further ado, let's check the inbox. Like this one. Frank wrote me this. Frank, thanks for the note. It was actually on target. Hi, Kate. I heard your discussion about cash for clunkers. It seems to me that everybody is missing one important point. This was simply a program that took money by force from some, gave it to others. I believe that might be similar to the bank robber that steals from the bank and distributes the money to his or her friends. I fail to see how this program is constitutional. I fail to see how it is not pure theft. Perhaps the problem is that the government theft has become so commonplace that American people no longer can recognize it for what it truly is. Love your show. Take care. Thanks, Frank. You have an excellent point. It does feel like robbery. I guess I didn't really think of it that way, but okay, we want to go green. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to pay you to take your clunker to buy this other car. And here's my bigger concern, Frank. How many people get the upgrade to the car that they can't afford now? We might see a few of those. I have a very bad feeling about that, bad deep down. So that's going to create another problem with the whole idea of cash for clunkers. In theory, sounded good. But again, in practical purposes, it wasn't even executed right, since most of the dealerships who were desperately hurting didn't get the money they were supposed to get in the first place. So they're still waiting, or they got a little bit of the money, but they still can't get the full amount that they need so that they can pay the guys who are working there trying to desperately sell these cars. All right, this one's from Brad. Brad, thanks for the note. He was simple and to the point. Is Obama going to get in for another term? What do you think? I'll be listening. I've been talking about this a lot. I'm not getting a lot of takers. Like Mark in New York says, he's going to be forced to step aside. I don't agree. He did make one good point where he said, I think people are furious, but at the same time, it's not politically correct to say this. He said something similar to this a couple of weeks ago, but that because they're smart, they know what they're doing, because he's African-American, you know, there'll be a revolt if he were to be taken down. It's not going to be taken down. That's not going to happen unless you uncover some serious dirt that you can take the president down with, his own Watergate, if you will. But is he going to get another term? You look at the approval ratings, they keep sinking lower and lower, the handling of the economy, what's going on with Afghanistan, what's going on with health care reform, more importantly. And right now, I'll tell you what, if we were talking about an upcoming election, I don't think so. I don't think he would get another 4 years. Do you, America? 800-259-5791. No, the answer to that is, Brad, no. Not if the approval ratings keep the way they are. Frankly, what could he do to get another 4 years? The economy would have to turn around. Unemployment is incredibly high, really over 10% in most places, 13% in some places if you really average it all in. Underemployment, it's killing people. People are disillusioned about that. They can't find jobs. That would have to be, the economy would have to be turned around. There'd have to be an end game or some kind of strategy or something that made people feel better about Afghanistan or get out of Afghanistan, which I think is what ultimately should be done anyway, unless you're going to go and blast them up and figure out a way. But there's no figuring out a way, not with those poppy fields. Let's be realistic about it. So I would say absolutely no. Here's one from Big Sean. Big Sean says, hey, Kate, I love the show. I am so psyched about this whole healthcare reform showdown on the Hill. You keep saying the same thing. You're almost billing it like a football game. I love it. I ultimately think we're not going to see a bill before Christmas. What do you think? I'm saying no, unless Obama's playing Santa Claus and somehow he's pulling out some miracle that we have no clue that magically unites everybody in this country. And I mean magically unites, and I can't think of anything because I keep saying the same thing. For me, for my purposes, if I make a list, tell me about the cost. How are you reducing that? What are you doing with small businesses? What are you doing with corporations? How are you protecting the people who desperately need that insurance, like their doctor? And ultimately, Medicare is going bankrupt. What are you doing to the people that are relying on Medicare? Are you giving us the same system because you say it works, but yet it's going bankrupt? Too many questions, not enough answers. We'll see if we get them next week. Sports Shorts coming up around the bend.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
If you or your parents are 62 years of age or older and a homeowner, RMApply.com has a message that is vitally important for you and your family. Did you know that you may be eligible for up to $625,000 in HECM benefits? Visit RMApply.com and apply for free to see how much you are entitled to. Right now, people just like you are taking advantage of their benefits and using the money to pay off debt, purchase precious metals, stock up on storable foods, and support this show's sponsors. You may be entitled to hundreds of thousands of dollars. It's your money, and you're entitled to it. Apply for free at rmapply.com. That's the letter R, the letter M, apply.com. rmapply.com. Or call them today for a free, no-obligation evaluation to see how much you qualify for. Call 713-551-1155. That's 713-551-1155 today.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh. Healthy. Easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Fly me to the moon, let me play in the sun. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter. In other words, hold my hand, child. In other words, darling, kiss me. Fill my life with sun. Let me see.
All right, little Diana Krall for this Labor Day. What a pretty voice she has now. Married to Elvis Costello, musical family. She might have been watching the U.S. Open. I think she's a tennis fan. There have been a lot of exciting upsets that have happened at the Open, particularly on the women's side of things. Kim Clijsters, in a late match today, knocked off Venus Williams. The first set was interesting. The first set, Kim Clijsters bageled Venus Williams. That means 6-0, 6-love. And then Venus did, you know, got her back in the second set, 6-love. And then it was the third set. There were some interesting points, and Kim Clijsters pulled it out in the end. It was a very big win for her. She had a child, had been off the tour for a couple of years. She won the U.S. Open back in 2005. She got physically fit, as any woman can relate to, getting that stretch marks and the baby, and here she was a professional athlete. And she really bounced back in a big way so far, anyway, in that tournament. The furthest, she got a wild card, and she was given a wild card to come into it, and boy, she's certainly used it well. But the real story for the women anyway, and you'll find this fascinating, Rah Rah America, it's our U.S. Open, so if you're listening and saying, oh, why is she talking about that? Get back to bashing Obama's people. But we do that all the time because they make it so easy for us. So here is one of our great silver linings. Melanie Odam, 17 years old, out of Georgia, she beat Maria Sharapova 366-4775. The other day I was watching this. Oh, it was so exciting to watch this young girl. She's going to the fourth round now, and you can catch that. You can watch it on CBS if you're curious. Even watch just a little bit of it. 1:30 Eastern time, O'Dan takes on the 13th seed. Her name's Natalie Petrova, another Russian. She's knocking off all the Russians. It's like the Cold War there. You got our American girl. She beat Helena Dementieva. She knocked off Sharapova, and now she has Petrova. Let's see what she does with Petrova. But you could just see the joy on this kid's face. I mean, she was coming out of her shoes. She was so excited. And here's what she had to say.
Yes, I know. I've had a really good tournament so far. Yes, I actually started watching Wimbledon when I was 9 years old and watched Venus and Serena Williams playing. And I told my mom that I wanted to be playing there one day like they were. And, you know, I was a little kid. She was like, all right, you know, sweetie, that's cool. That's yeah, fine. You know,
that's fine, honey. Eat your dinner.
Exactly. But, you know, I've been so supported by my family. And you know, I just hunt hope to achieve my goal. I think that is basically the main part of it, is believing in yourself and believing in your game that you can, I can compete with these girls and I can win these matches. I am a little bit, in the beginning I was definitely nervous, right, in both my matches on our thrash, but now I'm starting, I feel really comfortable and I love playing and I love people watching me and cheering for me.
Yeah.
All right, so she said she feels comfortably heard. She likes the people cheering for her. It's great to see the young Americans doing well in this tournament. Taylor Dent was another guy I was rooting for. He was knocked off earlier in the day by Andy Murray, who's just an incredible player, Scottish/Brit, who's fun to watch. But Taylor Dent was a guy, here's a feel-good story, who was in a body cast a couple of years ago, had all kinds of back problems. It's amazing he got as far as he did as well. Here's a milestone in baseball. Ichiro Suzuki, 2,000 career hits, the second fewest games in Major League history to do that. Good for him. Al Simmons was the first guy to do it. That's back his career spanned to from the 20s to the 40s, to the mid-40s, and he did it in 1,390 games. Suzuki did it in 1,402 games, so good for him. That's huge. I've watched him play many, many, many times when I used to cover baseball, and he's got quite a swing. It was fun to watch. He has a 17-game hit streak against the A's, so it was a nice moment for him, certainly. All right, I mentioned this. Starting next week, we do a thing called, and I hope you'll all call for this because it's really a lot of fun. Like I said, we all get on our soapbox and we talk about serious, serious things in this country, but I hope that we find that moment to enjoy some things because that's why the blood was spilled in the first place, so we could be free. And that's what people want. People want you to have that time to eat the hot dogs with your family, to wave the American flags, and to watch football, baseball, and do what you normally do with your family. So we're going to give away prizes here on America Tonight. If you can correctly nail the score that starts next week, I pick the game of the week. You tell us who you think is going to win the game of the week and what you think the final score will be. We'll see if we have a winner. I already told you this before, but you'd win a cell phone, you win movie tickets, you win food cards, gift cards, so it'd be pretty good, especially in the recession, because you'd have some things that you could just flat out do for free. So not a bad deal for calling in to say who you think ultimately will win. And it's interesting, I read a story in Time magazine about how big fantasy football has become, especially in the recession. So, you know, downtimes, people trying to save money. It doesn't cost much to be in these leagues, I guess, at least some of them. I mean, heck, some of them are even free if you wanted to do it. And a lot of guys do it, but not just guys. A lot of women are actually playing in fantasy leagues, too. Matt Johnson, the technical guru here on America Tonight, is into fantasy football. I play in a fantasy football league as well. And Matt, obviously you have your draft coming up and I have mine, but you're playing in more than one. You're playing in a couple, right?
Yeah, I got two leagues going. Our draft was in the first league was on Thursday night, and now I got another one tomorrow night. So gonna be I'm eagerly awaiting and studying and getting all my ducks in a row so I can take home the big money prize this year.
The big money prize. Who's gonna be your quarterback? Who are you hoping is gonna be your quarterback?
I don't know. I got in this draft I think I have the fourth pick, so I'm probably gonna go running back first.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll see who's there on the way around. See if there's another top notch back, you know, one of those mid guys, maybe like a Steve Slayton or a Willie Parker is there. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you know, Drew Brees, Peyton Manning, Tom Brady's your top three as far as quarterbacks go. And you never know, some of those wide receivers tend to slip too. Maybe a Randy Moss or I don't know who else, Andre Johnson. Hopefully, someone will be available there for the picking.
Yeah, it's funny that, you know, these fantasy leagues now, some people that are on the fantasy leagues, you can make some pretty juicy money if you have a lot of people involved in it. So it just, you know, it just depends. And then there's free places you can go, like I said, where you just throw your name in there and you're part of the fantasy competition. But they even have now, because it's become so big, fantasydispute.com or sportsjudge.com, because in fantasy leagues, a lot of times there are lots of accusations that fly about players and, you know, what you're doing. Why can't you trade somebody for somebody else and that kind of stuff? So I think it's interesting that it's become a business now for people.
Yeah, and this is actually the first year I'm not the commissioner of my league that I'm drafting on Monday night. I started the league with some of my friends, and I've been the commissioner of it for, I mean, we're going on at least 8 years now. And I got out because I couldn't take it anymore. I couldn't take people bickering at me. I couldn't take having to babysit people if, like, they didn't update their lineup in time. And I was so sick of it, I told everyone, I'm like, I'm not doing the league this year. If someone wants to take it over from me, they can do that, and I will play in the league, but I am having no responsibility whatsoever. So, that's
good for you.
I got out. Now I'm just a player, so I can enjoy it this year and not have to hound people for money and send my cousin Vinny after them.
Yeah, absolutely. Touche for all of you like Matt and myself who may be playing in a fantasy league. It'll be a lot of fun to do Nail the Score. But Nail the Score, you don't have to know anything about football. It's just like circling lottery numbers. I can't wait. That's coming up next week. We have a bunch of great guests, too, coming up as well. We're talking more about healthcare and what's going to happen with that big speech to the two chambers midweek. You believe it? Also, what happens, the reaction to the school kids to Obama's speech. A lot of people still not caring it, not happy with how that all went down. So we'll have the latest on that, obviously, as well. Remember, you can always shoot me an email. How do you do that? Go to americatonight.net.